Head one banging, last headbang.
Headbanging in unison. You might as well be the guitarist for Judas Priest. That's how beautiful that was.
It was. Everyone, it looked really good.
It is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the creepy cryptic name. Joined today by co-hostess Butters for, I guess, the last time. You're really milking that last show thing, aren't you? Aren't you,
Am
Butters?
I?
Are we going to do another week with your quote-unquote last show?
Is that when are you finally going to leave?
Hey, I never said that last week was my last week.
Well,
I made it very clear that this week was going to be my last week.
Trying to be comedic, you bitch!
Are you staying or are you going?
I don't know. Should I stay or should I go?
Just go while I still got the strength. Go. And we also got Pete Mabee in the studio. Shocker.
Hi. Usually here.
I know, and you will
in
be here.
In case you guys didn't notice.
Pete's feeling very insecure right now. He's needing some reassurance. Pete, there isn't a show without
you, buddy. I feel like
you
guys don't see me.
I see you. Do you want me to say it Avatar style?
People out there in radio land.
Do you want me to be some like 8-foot blue bitch? And I'll just be like, I see you.
That's two B-word
drops
in the first minute of the
show. That would be because I did a weekend in Staten Island, a.k.a. Shaolin Land of the Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
So by Woo standards, I'm like 8 bitches behind. Woo.
That's like the most used vocab word up there.
Is it?
I would think so.
Is it used in place of like regular
the B word?
Verbs,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, like an and, it, the.
You don't just throw it at women. You're also using
less.
It in place of like, I really bitched that pizza.
Yeah.
Like, how do you bitch a pizza? You know, put it in your mouth and chew and consume it. You bitch something.
Hey, language evolves. What are we to do?
Yeah, I was really bored. So I turned on that computer pornography, as the kids call it. And then
bitched it out.
I bitched twice in the span of a day. That's how bored I was. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every show we've ever done. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. All of that stuff sounds really good, but you can just submit a link and anyone can do it.
Don't tell them that. Come on.
I know.
Don't shatter the illusion.
I know. You're right. We had to...
It takes a lot of work.
Well, what happens is you
on
apply to
end.
Apple. Shut up. Shut up. You want to act like you came into this thing and you're doing 4 months
messing
of hard work. I've been dragging my ass on this 7 years. But that 7 years of next to no work, it still adds up to more than 4 motivated months. That's how time works. Now I just somehow need you to quit for a year or two and then come back and I'll have done more work than you again.
All right.
At these efforts. Don't do it. No. I can't live without you,
Can
baby.
Can you do it? I don't.
Don't
so.
Do me like that, girl.
I wouldn't.
All right. I know you wouldn't. We're losing Butters, who now has a tattoo, by the way.
I do. The big city is already corrupt.
I was going to say, you almost...
I'm not even there yet.
You're like...
You're already trying to fit in.
You had to do your little hipster tattoo.
I did.
It's almost like concentration campy. They're like, is that your barcode? Or you belong here?
But it's an artsy barcode.
Let's take a look at it.
It kind of does look
on
like
Periscope?
A barcode, though.
Yeah, you can...
Nobody can see it from there.
Okay.
You can bring it up
you
there.
You guys can.
So...
I think it's good.
Yeah. Is it Lincoln Logs? What?
It's a very long story.
Okay.
But what it boils down to is...
But is the tattoo deeply meaningful to you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's everyone's first
got that.
Tattoo.
I never got that.
Well, I think tattoo one
personally,
is meaningful
for me,
to
people. Not meaningful.
By tattoo three, you don't care.
I guess so.
Is that going to be you? Are you going to have the full sleeves by the next time...
That's what everyone keeps telling me, but so far I'm happy with just the one.
Just stay put, because... I love you, and I don't want to come up to... I'm just worried I'm going to go up to New York in, like, 3 weeks, and you'll have, like, full sleeves, and you'll have a buzz cut, and you're just like, oh, I'm a bull dyke now. I'm like, oh, the city works fast.
And a really bad smoking habit.
Yeah.
That I somehow didn't pick up around here.
I just don't want you to be Boo from Orange is the New Black.
That's, okay.
I'm just worried. Like... One bit of it.
F off, John.
I'm just
it's
worried.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, thank God. You go to New York, you get you some Tinder D.
I only
keep
you
yourself
signed
to
up?
One tattoo a year.
I hope so.
I'm just scared. But I feel we need to, because you're really leaving this time, this is the final show. I feel like we need the dead white people music. Like I always, when a black person dies, I play So Hard to Say Goodbye by Boys to
Every
Men.
Every time.
Yeah, and originally we had dead white people music, and it was, I think, Angel by Sarah McLachlan.
Jessica Parker. Oh.
That too. it was Sarah McLachlan's Angel, because I remember hearing that at like the funeral of every kid.
In the arms.
Yeah. Every kid who died in my high school.
ASPCA.
It was just like, how many times? You could set an over-under.
How many kids died at your high school?
There were three. I'm glad you asked.
What?
My senior year.
That's not that many.
Well,
oh, wait.
Okay.
On the senior year. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Those of us not from the ghetto, that is a lot. Where, you know, our precious white lives are so protected and insulated. You grew up in Woodbridge, where...
It just happened.
Life is Syria level cheap.
It's like every 6 months.
Yeah. It's just like, oh...
It's not a big deal.
I don't think anyone from my high school died during high school. A couple have died afterwards, but I can't imagine three people dying in 1 year. That's crazy.
It was 3 days off. Actually, it wasn't.
Did they really get you out of school? No. They didn't do that
okay,
for us.
Okay, so...
School's out.
I guess you're right, though, because ours happened more
frequently. I remember
frequently.
It was senior year, and... It was okay because I dressed like a ragamuffin, which is so hard to believe because I'm here now in my like,
you sound like
Scrooge,
my mom.
Your CBS local
my
promotional
Scrooge
shirt.
My McDuck spats, my monocle, you know, like Mr. Peanut, but with the biceps of Arnold Commando era. Yeah, but back then I was a bit of a scruffy McScrufferton, pardon my French, and I loved going to school in the suit. Because every girl would be like, look at that sharp dress. I believe there was almost a song, maybe, about sharp-dressed men. I can't
it's
nail
it.
It's
not ringing a bell.
What was the title of that one? I don't remember. But,
so you're saying you...
Beardo Weirdos, I believe, was the band. But
so you wore a suit?
Three different... Well, okay, so here's how it went. The first...
To school?
Was a kid named Court that I actually felt bad because I bullied the hell out of him.
Court?
When I was in fifth or sixth grade, Cortland maybe.
Okay,
John, were you a bully?
Or he was conceived on a tennis court. What do I know? Poor guy. I kind of was a turdy little bully. I don't know how or why, but yeah, people look at me and they're like, "Oh, you're the funny guy. You probably like built that up as like a defense mechanism because people are picking on you." I was like,
"No,
I was like, actually, I was the mean little AH that was picking on other people with my sense of humor, and then I'd shove them after ragging on them."
God, you're a monster.
It wasn't that key.
Now
yeah.
we know the truth.
I'm a double threat. I'm
glad I'm leaving.
I physically belittled people and I verbally abused them as well. So, yeah, Court did the whole, leave the car running in the garage thing and take
really?
A nap. Yeah. And I went, it was weird, so I went to his funeral and I just remember it was great because I thought I was very cool. In my Chevy Cutlass, smoking openly in front of my teachers. And I was like, what are you going to do? There's a dead kid. You're going to get on my ass about a Marlboro.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't be a bitch. Four. And
I think it's more than four.
Yeah, remember when you were talking about bitching pizza and bitching to pornography?
Oh, that's true.
Twice.
I think those were off the air, though.
They were not.
No.
Oh. I'm already spacing out.
It's all right.
We're in the double digits.
It's all right.
There was a lot of bitch before the show, too.
I feel like the pilot and the co-pilot's just sitting there clutching his chest like, this one's on you, pal. And I'm like, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll get the plane home. And then we crash in the Indian Ocean.
So you were being cool,
we never see it
smoking.
Again.
I was awesome.
Being
I was
contemplative
wearing,
in your car.
I was wearing a suit. And I was smoking in front of the girls. I mean, come
you're
the hell
ruin
on.
That suit.
And they're horny with grief.
Yep,
oh,
that's the thing.
It was fishing with
especially
dynamite.
For high school chicks.
But ironically, I didn't get any, so I went home and bitched twice. And then, let's see. So the second one we had, was my friend Alex Simkowitz. Poor guy got shot in a drug deal.
Holy crap.
Ironically.
He said mine was ghetto.
He had the gun, and yet the guy, he like shoots the guy's friend, and then... Guy two takes the gun off him. I don't know how that happens. You have the gun, buddy. You're the one calling
speaking,
the shots.
If you have
they
a gun,
they don't know how to use it.
Someone, the intruder or the perpetrator on the street or whatever, they are statistically more likely to overpower you and take your gun and kill you.
See, I don't get that because
because you have the gun to begin with.
Yeah,
you'd think.
Yep. Yeah, like if you said, be in control of a scenario, would you like to hold the gun or have one pointed at you? You're telling me statistically you should be like, I want it right at my temple.
Yeah.
Because that's where I've lulled them into a false sense of security.
Count to three, and I'm going to kick your ass.
This is mine. Yeah, like you're making me think it's like Bruce Lee. I'm just like, and then it falls into my hand, and then I put it under his chin and send him to the eternal rest.
I don't know. I am not a statistician.
So... yeah, he shot a dude in a pot deal.
A pot deal?
That's how you guys were going to do something
They tried to steal the guy's money, my boy Alex. They took his money. And then they were like, we're going to take your $1,000 and go somewhere. And then we're coming back with the pot. And somehow they had the nards to come back and continue the charade and be like,
Oh, so he let him go first.
Yeah, so rookie.
Oh my God.
I know. For $1,000 and you're strapped, and yet you're gonna do that?
This is not a you do business.
So rookie.
Good Lord.
So yeah, they come back and they're like, it's like Animal House. And the Negroes took our dates. So it was pretty much there was a bad man up there who took our money. And Alex had none of that fancy and shot one of them, and then the other guy was like, you know what? I saw what happened to my friend who was shot. Not for me. And took the gun from Alex and dropped him. And so that was number two. That was where I heard Angel for the first time. And then the third one was a dude who I also bought drugs from. And he was just speeding down the highway. And he wasn't wearing a seatbelt because he was young and he was going to live forever. Matt something. I don't remember. But he hit like a Jersey wall.
Oh.
And went through the windshield. Most of them did. The head part didn't. The rest did. And it was like so far away, they thought it was a hit and run at first. And then they're like, oh, wait, his head's
in
here.
The car.
They're like, I put the puzzle together. His head goes on that body.
Good Lord.
And those were the three deaths of Chantilly 99.
That's bleak.
Yeah.
That was the Y2K bug.
Well, the sad part was his funeral was at like 9 a.m.
My mom
was just like, here's your suit, go to sleep, you got a big day tomorrow, kid. And I woke up at like 10:45.
I was gonna say, I knew you missed it.
And I was just like,
that's just too early, come on.
I was like,
missed the funeral.
I can barely go to school.
I was like, well, we can still salvage something from this sad day. So I just put on the suit and walked in and got all the sympathy and the, you look good in that suit, John. I was like, I know I do, Ashley. I know I do.
Well, here's my question. Was it an open casket?
Not Alex.
Don't think it. Maybe if they put him in like an ascot. Like, I don't know.
Like Freddy.
Yeah, just something to, I think you'd have to cover the part where his head came off.
Yeah. I was being a little facetious.
Yeah, I figured.
Since he was beheaded.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I don't know, like when food's sliding apart, so you shove a bunch of toothpicks in. Maybe they did that. I'm not really. The way you...
You could just do the bottom half.
You put the pineapple... Oh, just a bottomless funeral?
Yeah, it's like he loved these shoes.
These were his favorite slacks.
These were his favorite shoes. This is all we can show you.
He looks so smart from the waist down. I don't, I don't really... You know, maybe they put one of those old-timey diver helmets on him.
Wear seatbelts, man. I had a friend go right through the windshield, too.
Really?
Yeah. That did not end up well.
What happened?
Oh, I don't know. He died. He bled out. Because just shredded.
I like
completely.
How you said, I don't know.
I don't know. He died. I don't know the full extent. Like, I don't know how bad it was. I know
but
that
he died,
I know
so
that
it was pretty
was,
bad.
Yeah, I know that he was alive for a short amount of time, like long enough for the person that was driving to go over and be like, hey, are you alive? And he was like, yep. And then like 5 seconds later, he's totally dead.
So he's like, yeah, I'm good. And then he sneezes and just exsanguinates in one. It's like, why did you do that?
But
I don't
know. Don't,
it's my seasonal allergies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's everybody's decision if they do or do not, because in this case... It's only his fault.
It's
so,
just,
you know, because they give you tickets for it.
There was a
like,
news story in the area a couple days ago. I don't know if you guys saw this, but anytime there's any sort of regional viral video, God knows any news outlet here plays the hell out of it.
Because
as much as we're D.C. and we're kind of a big city, we're really just small town hill folk at heart. We really, are yokels. Don't you agree?
Yeah, we're not D.C.
Well, no, I mean, even D.C., like when we have the Kennedy Center Honors and it's like, George Clooney's coming to town. Mm-hmm. The goddamn president lives here. He rules the free world, but sure, give a damn about, you know, Dr. ER. That's the big news here.
Oh, come on. Like, you wouldn't get excited if you saw the Cloonster walking down the street?
I mean, sexually, yes, but I can't.
Especially if I saw both of them together? Him and his wife?
Him and the chick?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd be cluttering the picture.
Stock.
I mean, because then you got to think about how you get that bitch out of the mix so you can get yours. Am I right? Am I right? Five. And, oh, butter's shaking your butter.
Five. So, lowballing it.
No, I don't know, man. Like, I'd be excited if he walked up and he was like, oh, you're Papa's basement, aren't you? You're hilarious. But if I just, like, saw George Clooney walk by, what would I... It'd be great if I was like, he's actually really short. Or, like, he audibly farted.
There's something
you gotta have a better
intrinsically
story
exciting about seeing a celebrity in person.
I guess.
Everyone is...
Frankly,
you know,
I'm tired of it.
I mean, like...
Of people seeing you in public and freaking out.
It's only funny if they're,
just seeing a bunch of celebrities.
If they're fat and misshapen. Like, I met... here's a fact for you. I've met both George Lucas and Eddie Money. And they have the same body, which is a little squat. They're not that tall. Gigantic gut. And improbably small child legs.
So they're like, skipping leg day.
Yeah, they do their shopping for the top half at like some sort of big and tall and fat shop. And then they're going to like JCPenney's kids for the jeans. They're very oddly built.
Never skip leg day.
I remember seeing Harrison Ford at the Four Seasons. And he was just staring at some painting. And I looked at the back of his head for a bit.
Are you sure?
And I was like, I don't give a damn who this is. And the fact, like, I'm 12. This should impress me. I'm just staring at the back of some dude's head. This is creepy for all involved. And I walked away.
And then later he stared at the back of yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he pulled out and made lava on my back. And that's how I afford this podcast.
Oh, that was going to be a Chewy impression, but it failed miserably.
What if you ran...
Yeah, you just sounded like him when he made the lava.
What if you ran into Letterman? What if you saw Letterman right now?
If I saw Letterman right
that's
now...
That's a good story.
I would kick Butters towards him and go, rape her first! And run for safety.
Wow.
You've seen the new pictures, right?
No. What
happened? He looks like a monster.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Like, I
mean, he already kind of did with his whole gap-toothed... Like, creepy neighbor.
Oh,
I'm going to say really mean things to everyone on my show, and everyone's going to inexplicably love me.
Some obscure reference, but if anybody out there plays Metal Gear, he looks like the boss at the end.
The old
anybody
sniper?
Seen that? The old sniper guy?
The way
he looks...
looks
so creepy.
Kurt Sutwood? Kurtwood Sutter? The guy who does Sons of Anarchy. He's got to be like... Why didn't you do this? Because you could have been the evil biker boss of whatever
you've
gang.
Done so well.
Butters, come round.
I shall.
I wasn't proposing that you get raped by like a handsome Dave Letterman.
I don't actually want that to happen.
Not sure when that time was.
But here is evil boobs Santa.
No. Why is he doing this?
Get back to work.
He has aged like a president. Since he got off the show. I don't know what happened. Somehow all of his hair fell out. Somehow that little tuft in the middle, I guess, was a piece.
It must
have been.
He
looks like a Civil War general that never died.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like he's just coughing into a bloody handkerchief because there's a musket ball in there.
This shall arise again.
Yeah, I don't...
Where's my almonds?
He looks like a homeless Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you, like, that somehow that little piece up front, I guess, was a piece. Because he's done...
It had to have been. It couldn't have gone that fast.
He's done a lifetime's worth of balding in 2 months. So, like, did he have, like, just this little blonde Hitler mustache-looking strip that he slapped on his head every day? Like, for zaniness, did he put it on backwards? And he's like, they won't even tell.
I wonder if he's just trolling all of us. Because there's no way someone thinks that's an appropriate way to look.
No, that's Father Time trolling him.
Yeah.
It's
to shave the dang beard. Like, come on. The beard is the main thing. You can look pale and ghostly and wispy all you want, but the beard is like an intentional, like, I'm just going to look like garbage forever.
I do have a theory. The man really, really hates eating kitty.
Okay.
And he grew that so that his wife...
As a defense mechanism?
Exactly. He's like, hey, you want me to reciprocate? I'll shove this head right between them thighs. And she's like, the hell you will. I grew up watching Cinderella, dreaming of Prince Charming. I am not going to have this Quasimodo-looking son of a bitch down there.
It was fun while it lasted.
I just... That's,
no, it wasn't.
Maybe.
Probably not.
He really... There is something... there's something Oz-like about it. There's something... Like, he should be an Aryan prison leader. Like, maybe American History X. I don't know. But it's creepy, man.
Yes.
It's beyond creepy.
That should be his new name instead of Letterman. Creepy man.
Yeah, like, white people with a 401k don't look like that at that age. Yeah. It's just... That's like... If you look that way...
No, that's when you lost it all.
Yeah, you're on a porch whittling something with, like, a Vote Trump sticker on your door. Because, like, the you know the world has been unkind to
and
you.
A lot of burnt tires in your front
just yard. Just trying to hold on to your last tooth.
Exactly. Several cars without tires on cinder blocks in the front yard.
Why don't they just put the tires on the cars without tires? We'll never know.
Yeah, stop trying to Jew logic us, lady. Not going to have that in these hills. So, Butters, you are moving on.
Yep.
And I feel we needed to do a proper white person death send-off for you. Mm. And I picked a new song for this because, to me, this song, more than any other, says dead white person. So today, we metaphorically shoved the two-year-old of your podcast career.
I think.
Out of a window.
The kid was not shoved. The kid walked out willingly.
53
Just
stories.
Like you're walking out willingly.
Yep,
enough.
Exactly.
And falling to my death. Well, my untimely death.
Gonna bring it down and do it a cappella.
Well, John, it'll only make us stronger.
Really?
We're gonna be a hit after this.
I'm fairly sure after this he divorced the dead kid wife and got a new one.
And
will we
the career was doing great.
The new one was, what's-his-face's wife, George Harrison.
Oh, did he do... That was the creepy thing where he's like, I love your wife?
Yes.
You're Eric Clapton. You can get anyone.
But he loved her.
That's... And they divorced, I think, like, later. I
don't they
think
did.
Move.
Yeah.
And then he married someone else.
Yeah. Then
after
you look like a massive
sober.
Tool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you're like, hey, best friend of mine, I'm going to steal your chick because it's kismet. It's meant to be. I'd be like, cool. I'm very okay with this on one condition. If you guys do get divorced, you will stand in front of two open graves and I get to shoot you both because you're being gigantic asses right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is meant to be and you're cool with this pact, I won't stand in the way. But again, if you don't, in fact, stand in line, so I only need to use one. And that's how I'd play it because I'm a cool cucumber.
Good talk.
That's my DJ name. My first DJ name. Then John Papa CC. Giorgio. They were like, come
cool,
up.
Cuke.
Cool, cuke. So, yeah, we're going to miss you as you fly to heaven.
I'm going to miss this earthly realm as well. And you guys, and you know, one day you'll shed your corporeal forms and join me.
I'm just...
In New York City!
You will be so sick of me the first time I visit.
That's not true.
Because... Every 30 seconds, you're just going to hear, would you know if I saw you in New York?
I'm going to sing right along, and then it's just going to be a game of chicken until maybe some stranger calls the cops and files public disturbance.
Oh, we'll only be the third creepiest people on any given street.
That is true.
If we're singing that. Singing an actual song? And not one conjured from the depths of your schizophrenia?
They may just end up throwing coins
Insanities.
At us.
Yeah, well, you bang on a paint can? Are you kidding me? Oh, they'll love us. More of this less of guy kicking cats in the ribs and screaming that Jesus and Satan made him do it.
There was a bodega cat who was attacked recently, and it's in critical condition, so.
What?
Yeah. People do that. People are monsters. I know. I'm sorry.
Who would
do that? But the cat's still alive.
Good.
A horrible garbage person.
How about the guy?
I think he's in jail.
John, we've got work.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? This is going
to
be like
we're going back
Papa's
to New
Avengers.
York. Oh, no. Who was it? Who was the Barksdale that got killed in prison?
D.
It was it D'Angelo?
D'Angelo, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to pay some guy to take a shoelace and choke this dude out.
It wasn't a shoelace. It was justice. A belt.
Oh, was it?
It was, and then he tied it to the door handle in the library, but it was very obviously a strangle job.
Oh, okay.
And the cops just don't give an F because they don't want one more murder on the books that they can't solve because it was prison.
So what you're saying is I just go to prison first and then I can kill rampantly?
It sounds like it.
It's not the worst
Although
deal.
I don't know that they give you belts anymore because that's a pretty easy killing tool.
How about knives? What's their
don't
knife policy?
Think those are, I mean, like, it depends on which prison you're in. If you're in a fake prison, then mm-hmm. maybe. You know, if you're in a prison in your own home, then you can have as many knives as you need for chopping up chicken.
How am I going to cut the steak they serve me in prison?
When you're the kingpin?
With a plastic knife, perhaps. Or they'll cut it for you.
They're not giving anyone plastic knives. I don't think so. I think I know a little bit more about prison. That's only because I've watched more TV than you.
I was going to say, that's you can win that argument. I don't want to know more about prison.
Oh, really?
Sucker.
Give it 3 weeks when you got that buzz cut and all the tattoos. You're going to rule that prison.
But I'm still going to be a law-abiding citizen.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a little New York talk of our own. You're not the only person in New York.
I just missed you.
You did. Somehow.
You didn't even want to go with us. You totally ditched us.
I was at my grandmother's 85th birthday party.
That's every year, dude.
Not Easter?
There's one of those every year. An 85th birthday every year.
Well, you know, Carolyn may not be with us for long. So.
I remember when my grandma had her 80th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she died a couple years later. So the point is,
okay, thank you.
You had a couple more years to see her and not be an ass and hang with your friends.
To see your grandmother?
Just to hang with your boys. Make it all about Carolyn, though. I hope she enjoyed her day.
She did.
That was all about her.
It was lovely.
Oh, God, Carolyn, you're being a real B word. See, I'm not going to pronounce it.
Keeping those stats artificially low.
Yeah, man. Shaving it like the murder stats in Baltimore.
Mm.
I just, yeah. So that's the reason you
that's
blew up
the reason.
Coming up?
Oh, and then I had a family Easter dinner. Supple.
Like, I thought you had, like, real reasons.
Just an 85th birthday. Those are
John
real
and I
reasons.
Very easily blew both of those off.
Yeah.
No problems.
Oh, my gosh. I totally just realized I didn't invite you guys to my grandmother's 85th birthday party. Big oversight on my part.
Had we been invited, we might have changed our plans.
Well, okay.
I mean, yeah. No.
I know.
Hey, it was a rager. We know how to get down.
At what point did, like, the Coke come out? At what point did...
By Coke, do you mean soda? Because that was there the whole time.
Is it Carolyn, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, at what point did Carolyn say, how many years do I have left on this earth? I'm about to get real freaky with it. And then bust out a little bit of the pale rail.
I want to see all my grandchildren take one off my ass.
Yeah.
Just why not? Yes.
No, hey, I would have
been
send
off.
Totally down. But that is not quite what I meant by rager. And we know how to get down. So that neither of those things happened. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Oh.
But I would love to hear about your New York
I'm glad
trip
you had fun, though.
It was probably actually a lot more.
Because we had fun.
Debauchery filled than my weekend.
We had a great time.
Do tell.
All right. Well, first, let me set the scene.
Okay.
Staten Island.
Nah.
1994.
A young John just buys his first pair of Nikes.
Grabbing a biscuit, concealing it in the waistband of my JNCOs. Protecting my corner. No, it's
the corner was hot that week.
1994, nothing happened, but 22 years later, something did happen in Staten Island. I came to it. Shaolin Land, as the Wu-Tang call it. And all you people listening on Periscope, you can hear none of this music, so that's why you have to go to inpapasbasement.com to listen to the show.
Bow.
Leave a review on iTunes. We have to mention that every episode, and we never do. Leave an iTunes review. It is incredibly complicated. You will so not hard. Be able to do it. I even wrote like a FAQ on how to do it, and it still can't be done.
So we challenge you.
Yeah, Bruce, exactly.
Have you done one?
No, but I should. I actually haven't done any. You know... Hey, chill out.
Truth be told,
I haven't reviewed
it took me...
any podcast because it's just so cockamamie.
Truth be told, I just did my first one like a month ago.
Okay.
Oh, who was it for? Who was it for?
Oh, it was for, what was it? Good Job Brain.
What?
I forgot. John, I did it for this show.
That's kind of ironic that you forgot.
I did it for this
your
show,
Your brain
John.
Forgot. Good Job Brain. Bad Job, Pete's Brain.
I said Butters
Moral
was
like
good
it.
On it. It was good, really easy.
Good Job Brain? That's what we're up against? Something called Good Job Brain?
No, that's just
brain?
A podcast. Yeah, it's a trivia show. But that has nothing to do with this. I never put an iTunes review for Papa's Basement until like just about a month ago. So it is kind of hard to do.
It's very difficult. Well, let's tell the story of our trip. We were going up to see your comedy man crush.
A little bit.
Little bit. Dude named Dave Cyrus.
Dude
writes,
named Lil Bit.
Right. Lil Bit.
It is Staten.
His brother Lil Bit. You grab him, shake him down, reach in his gums. That's where he keeps it. No. So we're going to do a comedy class. There's like we're gonna learn how to write for late night.
Gonna make it big.
Yeah,
it was
late night intensive.
City.
Now you're making me want to have the Fame music ready, but I don't.
Sorry.
I could dig that. Let's get it ready.
So we're doing this writing class on Sunday, and then Saturday night, you're...
On the Lord's Day?
That's how you can tell
On the
that,
day that he is risen?
Papa Giorgio don't care.
No, I kind of... Even though I know. It's Greek Easter is like in May. Like, no joke, Greek Easter this year is
Why
as far
is that, by the
from
way?
White
Why
person
do you
Easter.
Guys
I didn't even bother
that
to ask,
thing.
But he kept saying
Okay,
that.
It's because apparently... We go by the Jewish calendar. That's how Jewish we look as Greeks. We go by the Jewish calendar, and we're like, the Last Supper was probably Passover. So we go by the Jew calendar, and then it's like, whatever Passover was, then you got Easter right after.
Because Jesus was Jewish.
Exactly. We seem to be the only ones that remember that. We don't have blue-eyed blonde Jesus.
We don't like to be reminded that he was a brown man. Yeah. Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And by we, I mean everyone in my family.
Jesus looked like the dude that did that bad crap in Brussels last week. All of them. That's what your Yeshua. Is that the name? Yeshua?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Yahweh?
Yahweh. There's a Yahweh. I know that's the name of God.
Nahweh.
So, yeah, that's what he looked like. My Easter's like, I don't even know if the candy will last that long. My mom has to buy all the candy on Cracker Easter and then just hide it.
That's
kinda,
so sad.
Well, it's okay because I'm like a Jewish kid on Christmas because it's like she still hooks it up with like a little candy on Honky Easter. Mm-hmm. And then like to overcompensate, and this is why I now weigh so much, it was like, all right, here's happiness. Happiness equals food, John, and I got you extra happiness in this basket because she wanted me to not feel weird about having the late Easter.
Well, at least you guys can buy it at, discounted rates because day after Easter candy is like 70% off.
No, she's like all weird and anal about making sure that she has enough. So she buys it at full white person price.
Huh. Okay.
She's an idiot. I don't know. What to tell you. Yeah. She should be buying like 10-cent Cadbury eggs. Like, we should be eating jelly beans with a knife and a fork for a week. Just like, this is what we got. It was literally cheaper than a can of Pintos. Bottoms up, kids. So, but I'm with you. Like, they scheduled this class on Easter. I'm not saying that a little bit of the population, the religious makeup of New York, it played into that.
That someone is controlling something.
Okay, well, that's no need to tiptoe around the pool. I'll dive right in. I'm just saying, yeah, most others. I don't think you're going to go to Oklahoma City and they're teaching a comedy class on Easter Sunday. That's just what I'm putting out there. So we're going to do this class with Mike McCarthy, who's a former SNL writer. And then we decide the last time we went and did this exact
We did a day trip, and we went up in the morning, and it was just terrible.
We left at 6:45. This ghetto bastard's car died in Baltimore.
It did. We had to change my battery. I had to start off the trip with $120 in debt.
In Baltimore?
And then we were back at like 12:30. So we're like, you know what? We're going to do this a little better. We're actually going to see the city. You know, we're going to tourist it up. Maybe we'll see Wicked, go to one of the famed Jack Shacks.
I'm sorry, what was
Jack
that?
Shack?
Oh, the...
Jerk Huts?
Sorry, I wasn't supposed to mention that part on air. Wicked and then Carnegie Deli. And then we were going to
No,
do
but
the...
let's go back to the thing that you just said.
Uh-huh.
Didn't the mayor get rid of all that stuff?
I don't know. I told my friend, Tony, great guy, very keyed into where you can turn money into pleasure, shall we say, in various places. And I was like... I was in New York for the weekend, and literally his first email back to me was, cool, did you hit any of the famous Korean Jack Shacks? And I was like, you know, didn't cross my mind, although I wish I had emailed you a day before my trip.
I'm glad it didn't cross your mind.
I'm glad maybe you didn't tell me about that.
I mean, I haven't done that yet in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, I've done strippers. I haven't done actual, like, manipulation of it. Not because, like... I feel like it could be one of those things where it's like, you know, like 4-year-old me eats chocolate for the first time. And then, you know.
And then there's no stopping you.
3 weeks later, I look like Augustus Galoop.
Galoop?
Yeah. Just my ass is caught in the pipe. It's it's just one of those things. I'm like Lane Staley right before he does heroin for the first time. Is this a good idea? No, and the answer is no. Or Scott Weiland. There's a bigger name. Lane Staley is the Alice in Chains guy, who I imagine dying much like Chris Tucker at the end of Dead Presidents, and they bust in the door, and he's just got the milky white eyes, while I think it was Al Green was on Soul Train, if I recall the scene. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. You guys need to watch some movies.
Yeah,
apparently.
She's over here, like I'm quoting scenes from... Dr. Caligari's Cabinet or whatever the hell.
Well, hey, you know that song you just played from 94?
Yeah.
You want to know how old I was when it came out?
-3.
1. Close enough.
Oh, you were actually
born. At least you're alive.
Yeah,
I was,
Come on. All right. You're not going to creep me if you're alive. That's exactly. If I'm having sex with someone and she was alive, like, before Metallica's Black Album came out, then I'm not a pervert. I think my current chick wasn't. But not having sex with her, so it works out. Ho, ho, ho. So,
the angels.
Well, because of that, I'll go home to the hands of an angel in about 1 hour. But we're going to stay on Staten Island, the home of the Wu-Tang Clan. I know very little other than that. But Pete over here is like, I got a cheap hotel deal. Music to my ears, not just the people who schedule
I had a man on the inside.
Yeah, not just the people who schedule a class on Easter Sunday are down with a deal. I like one too. So we drive on up, and Staten, there's something, I don't know, man, call me a peasant. But
you're a peasant.
I know. Every time I go to New York, it's like nearly every time through Manhattan, maybe Brooklyn, and you're just like assaulted by the skyline. And I'm like, okay, that looks cool for 5 seconds, but...
This is a big thing with you.
You really
hate
is.
That.
I don't. This is why if they're ever coming for me and they're going to put me back in prison, I'm shooting my way out. They're never going to put me back in that cage.
No.
I'm Jeremy Renner
Escape
in the
from
town.
New York.
I am Robert De Niro in Heat. They're not taking me alive. I can't do the real closed-in crap. But you go to Staten... And it looks like any other dirty little squat East Coast city. I'm like, this is my speed. Little two-story houses. You can drive places. There isn't, like, enough litter to build a snowman out of. I was like, this is good. So we pull up to our hotel. You know, not in the best area. I'm not going to get into the math of how I determine what a area is good or not. Butters could have said something witty there, but she instead yawned.
Unnecessary.
Sorry, my eyeball is weeping. Just one of them. Not because of the story, but because I have somehow poisoned myself and it's causing my whole system to go haywire.
I'm calling you Stuart Scott for the rest of the episode.
Probably because of that subpar Vietnamese food we had.
Probably. Splashed a little.
So We pull up. There's three hotels in a row, kind of like the the bowls of porridge for Goldilocks. And Pete over here is like, I think we're at the Holiday Inn because he's treating his man right. So we walk into the Holiday Inn.
I took him to Red Lobster before we got there.
Exactly. I was all filled with cheese biscuits and lust.
You earned it.
Mm-hmm. You earned it, nice Daddy. Nice. So we get in. There's a cute girl manning the desk. She's all
I
chipper.
I think you mean womaning.
Oh, there you go. No, we got there on time, so we manned it. Come on, nothing. All right. Thanks, Pete. Thanks.
I'll always laugh.
You damn gender traitor.
I was laughing.
Not loud enough.
Okay.
not loud enough to cover the anti-laugh coming out of
the angry silence.
Yeah, exactly. That scowl spoke volumes. You just whispered your approval. So we get there. This cute woman is manning the desk. There you go. Womaning the desk. The cute woman's womaning the desk. That's what you wanted me to say.
Yep.
That's not sexism.
Fourth time's the charm.
And she's like, hey, that reservation, you don't belong here. Get out. So we knock on door number two, which I think was like
the
a Holiday
Inn
Express.
So it must be this one.
And we get in. And again, because I don't want to offend you as a feminist, this woman had the greatest pair of breasts I've seen in 5 years.
Okay, so.
Fantastic wreck.
That's great for her. You didn't need to put woman in air quotes.
Oh, that's true. She was all woman. Her clothes were so tight I could tell. There was no tucking, nothing there. You could have, that was ice rink smooth down there.
You know what? I'm sure she also, you know, has an intellect and a great personality. But...
She was super nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She was great. She just, I think, delighted in wearing a top so tight. So unfathomably tight. Like, it was tight.
It's like you were saying, there was like a diamond, like three, 4 inches wide in the middle of the shirt.
If you're
like,
a guy.
What is going on?
And a woman's in a button-up blouse. Mm-hmm. The highlight of any day is like someone moving and catching an angle where the shirt kind of puckers out and you just see the side of her breast in a bra. Well, it's the highlight of the year if there is no bra
in high
this
school.
Picture. Are you kidding me? Oh, no. Okay, fine. You know what? Fine. I played the creeper card here. If I see the side of a bra like that, I am still to this day, like all the layers of hardened pornography, it hits me in my little like third grader getting his first boner heart.
That's so sweet.
Thank you. See, she's rolling with it. This woman... There was no straining to see the bra because, as Pete over here indicated, the top, if a guy put this top in the wash, you would say, oh, this is much too tight to wear to work. I will look like I'm trying to be some muscle Guido. I'm going to discard this. She looks like she put it in boiling water and then immediately threw it under a glacier and then was like, I can still wear this. And yeah, there was just this open... diamond of skin and bra right in the middle of her chest, and you're like, is she doing this on purpose? Do I slip her a,
she is.
Do I slip her a fiver and test the waters? What's going on here? I've seen Van Halen videos. I know how this works. And yeah, she just was. I have not been that busted staring at a chest like since I learned fifth grade. To do it out of the corner of your eye type stuff. This was honest to God, hello, sir. And my eyes just go slowly up from them like, yes, eye contact achieved.
I mean, you were probably like the 20th person to do that day, though.
I guarantee you, every person that came through there,
I probably would have been
child.
Like, what?
There is, exactly. There is being a creep. And again... To use a feminist term, there is asking for it.
Yeah, that's one of our favorites.
Exactly. The way she dressed was asking for it. I think that's what they like to say.
Yep.
No, it was absurd. Like, I almost was uncomfortable, like she was doing it in an aggressive manner. Like, I was just like, what
Look
am I?
Look at my boobs!
Yeah, like, how am I supposed to play this? Because I can't play it cool. Like, I'm going to be making motorboat sounds in 7 seconds.
It was hard to talk to her.
It really, really was. You're just, like, finding any excuse to, like, get her to look back down at her computer. Where it's like,
could you check it again?
It's under the last name, maybe. No. Did you spell maybe with two A's? And, you know, like, did you spell just
with two E's?
Exactly. Like, I can do this all day. Did you put
Debbie tried two D's.
Maybe it's actually under Stevenson. Please go back. And I yeah. like your joke. So we finally go to the third.
Well, we go to this one. And by the way, yeah, she turned us away too.
Yeah, she was like,
we didn't mention that. This was also
that wasn't the important part of the story.
That wasn't the important part, but this was also not our hotel, which was kind of a bummer. But it was definitely a letdown. So we're like, it's not going to get better from here.
Did you guys sleep on the street? I mean, what happened?
Not yet.
We had a third hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Math major.
No, that was not my major.
So we go.
I'm a woman, remember?
That's true. That is true. Were you a shopping major?
Nope.
Did you marry and... Oh, I'm sorry, did you minor and husband marrying? That's how you tell a joke.
Well, see, I totally would not have gotten that minor because I belch all the time. And as you say, I'm never going to net myself a husband that way.
You won't. Again,
so they would not have given me a
unless
degree.
Unless it's Kobayashi.
A Japanese businessman, yeah.
No. That's true. He might be into that. He's like, belch good, pee great.
Okay. So the third hotel.
That's just how it goes.
We go to the third hotel. And... the guy behind the desk looked like...
mind you, guy.
Yeah, first of all, not
first
fun.
Letdown.
But he looked like Joaquin Phoenix in every role where Joaquin Phoenix has played like a creep that looks out the window and jerks it.
So all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
especially
of
Walk the Line.
I'm really thinking of a movie he did with Gwyneth Paltrow where like... She's his kind of across the alley neighbor. He lives with his mom kind of thing. And like she catches him watching him. And one time she just pulls out her Gwyneth Paltrow boob. And you're like, oh, I haven't seen those in like 15 years.
I know that scene. I don't know that movie.
They got less banana-y with time.
Thanks, Mr. Skin.
Yeah. There you go. And he looked like Joaquin Phoenix in the creepy Gwyneth Paltrow boob movie.
Hmm.
Little unctuous bastard. Not pleasant to be around.
No.
Our reservation
not happy
is
to see
there.
Us.
We initially have a reservation for one king bed because don't judge us.
No, and, that sounds so cozy.
It was cheaper.
So, of course, Pete is like, I've got a trick I'm going to pull. And he's like, I know we have the reservation for the king, but while we're here, can you do two queens
a favor?
The line we've been using for really the whole weekend was two queens for two queens. But sure, there you go. Go with the better one. So he goes off on this tangent rambling about, A, it's hard to do. B,
He was losing his mind.
He finally makes it happen.
Just get us a queen.
And he's like, the hotel's just losing money on this. And I'm like... Or no, we're losing money on this. And
we're
I'm like,
getting the...
I'm sorry, is your name Stephen Comfort in? Because otherwise you're not losing jack crap on this. You're still making your $10.75 an hour, sir. I'd like this done without lip. And we get up there. It's
I couldn't
believe
him.
Little small room, one of those numbers where, you know, if either of us craps too bad, like, gonna have to walk in the hall, work your prayer beads.
Oh, mind you, we tried to do the king... And then I'd mentioned, hey, can we get a cot? And he said, oh, room's too small for a cot.
Which it was, in his defense.
It was, but it's like, damn.
Yeah.
That small, huh?
At least give us
a
hammock.
We'd have been on top of each other.
Something like that. Is that how it would have worked? All right. I didn't know that was what was waiting.
It's the most efficient.
I don't know. I'm, for whatever reason, I'm not really homophobic whatsoever. I can't share a bed with a dude. Like, I remember when I was in high school, and there was two beds for three dudes. And first I went, yes. But then when the gay joke subsided, they were kind of like, dude, just sleep next to one of us. It really doesn't matter. It was almost like, we're not going to be offended which one you pick. And I was like, well, I am going to cut the Gordian knot here. I've got my own solution. And I just grabbed one of the pillows and slept at the desk. I don't want to be next to a dude. Dudes are gross. Do you know what I do in my own bed? What I do in my own bed is disgusting. Like the blanket comes off after a night in my bed, and it's like the spirits at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm just like, wow, that is what a fart ghost is. And I don't, if I wake up and I'm Pedro's scent over there, I'm going to hang myself. I'm going to start the day going, I hope this Easter Sunday resurrection thing is real.
Some people would kill for that.
Because bye.
And the Comfort Inn will be haunted forever.
But just that one crappy room. You know what? If I died there, I would do it only to haunt that AH. That would be it. I would kill myself just to see if I could make that happen.
Yeah, he just had to ring my card. It really wasn't a big deal. But we ended up getting a good price anyways, because somebody who wasn't a jackhole, I guess, hooked it up. So
yeah, someone was got cool. off their ass who wasn't Stephen Comfort Inn and made it happen. We have like 5 minutes left, in all honesty. Really? So do we want to rush through the story? Do we want to give highlights? Yeah, it's like 9:35.
Highlights. We saw a really crazy drunken Easter Bunny.
Oh, I would like to
hear
about that.
The ferry's pretty nuts. You guys ever get out there? The ferry's pretty wild.
I would say the Staten Island Ferry is the highlight of the whole Staten Island experience.
It has its ups and it has its downs.
Well, here's the big up. You can drink like a hobo out of paper bags on the Staten Island Ferry, and they don't sell human-sized beers. Like, every beer
they don't mess around.
Is insanely large. Like, they want
to make
sure...
It's either 16 or 24.
They want to make sure you're lit. Yeah, there's no 12-ounce can.
They're looking for them good Yelp reviews.
There's no romance here. And it's like, what, $4.25, I think, for like a 16-er.
Bad.
For 24.
I got ours. Yeah, it's $4 each.
Or they sell Foster's.
I don't know.
Australian
just,
beer.
Just gigantic.
I know what a huge, yes.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of the highlights from the ferry. Like you said, there was a guy wearing bunny ears backwards, which to me was the creepiest part, screaming about how he was a Muslim.
The strongest Muslim.
On Easter, the strongest Muslim, but he was also a gangsta. And over the course of the 25-minute ride, we were treated to his, let's just say his belief system on how he juggled Muslim faith with being
a crack dealer
and a gangster.
I actually don't think that there's any way to juggle those.
No, this guy was full of ass.
You just had to listen to this guy. By the end of it, he made it all work.
We were all believers. By the end of it.
That's beautiful.
Probably the highlight of the weekend to me, and I can say this because my girlfriend doesn't listen to this show whatsoever, was a woman, and I'm saying this in the nicest way. Like, when you hear these words come out of my mouth, this isn't to demean her. This is to praise her.
You're already off to a strong start.
Thank you. I'm glad that you finally taught me feminism all these months we've been together. She looked like a beautiful movie star hooker.
Okay.
Like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. It was just this blonde girl, face of Kate Hudson, leather shorts, like if... I had that
about
much,
3 inches long.
If I had that much fabric in my hand after dropping a deuce, I don't know if I could clean myself. And that's not a testament to my bowels. That's testament to how little there was. And she was wearing just boots up her thighs. Pretty much, I'm trying to think of the reaction that for some reason, all the preppy white dudes that were around her were somehow able to handle themselves.
They were
me,
just chilling.
Being the blue collar slob that I am, shared the reaction of every like black and Puerto Rican like janitor and baggage handler in the place where she walked by. And what am I looking
Turn
for?
Turn into the cartoon wolf from the Looney Tunes.
I exactly. was gonna make the same reference. Tongue out, eyeballs.
Yeah, the Tex Avery cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like watching your favorite baseball team have a 14-run inning. You're like, at some point, you're like, what am I seeing? Can you believe it? Okay, the rules of normalcy are out the window today, baby. All right. That's exactly what it was. Like, I just unabashedly would line myself up on whatever seat was available where I could just stare at this woman like I was a palm reader trying to figure her future, and her ass was her hand. So she actually had like two cutesy hookerish friends.
Yeah, they had more clothes on.
But I don't think, again, that they were hookers. I think they like were actresses dressed as hookers or something. But it was insane.
Or that was just the Staten Island look of the evening.
If it is, consider me moved yesterday. This is the last episode of Papa's Basement. Sorry, I've gone to New York to become a professional masturbator.
That's, that sounds like the Staten Island Ferry.
That's how that works.
Stay out of my territory. That's all I ask.
So, Pete has had a few.
A little bit by this time. That.
Yeah, if we're...
A few Fosters?
A few silver bullets. Yeah, silver bullets and a really few very terrible Long Islands.
I see.
Yeah, this is a part of the story we can't even get to because we don't have time. But you, after going to the comedy club to see your boy Dave Cyrus, he was great, and we saw a bunch of other
Always
acts.
Always love seeing Dave.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He said hi to us. He seemed to remember us.
Yeah,
you walked out, and it was like the best of both worlds because he was vomiting everywhere, but not because he was drunk. He was vomiting because the drinks didn't contain enough booze. He was like, those Long Islands had so much mixer, so much bitter.
They did.
And just every block, he was emptying out more. And so I'm laughing hysterically because he's more or less sober.
Oh, stone cold sober. I'm just ranting endlessly. And then I'm walking just fine because we're trying to get to where we're going. And I just lean over. I let a little bit out. We just keep walking. I keep talking about how this is just complete BS. And we just got to make it to another bar.
Yeah, and he's just
barfing. And then we do, and I actually get to have real drinks.
You're a real trooper.
But
well, it's
back
it's
to
not
the
true. I just got all that junk out of my system.
I want to. So you were doing all this before we get to beautiful Kate Hudson Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
And we do the ferry ride. The Kate Hudson Hooker and her friends go on the bottom floor. I'm content to just leave it as like this happy memory. I'm like, it doesn't get better than that. You try to encourage me like a gay child. You're like, it gets better. And we go downstairs and
the ruckus. We got to go down there.
Yeah. At some point, we're just treating it like we're seeing a subway fight. The cell phones come out. We're filming.
World star.
Yeah. Yeah. We graduated to Japanese businessman. Little creepy. And then she gets off the ferry. And we finally hear her pipes. And she sounds like Kathleen Turner now, not then. And says maybe the most just, again, I'm not slut shaming here.
I'm ready for it.
But if this line was in a screenplay, you'd put parentheses before it and you would say, in the voice of a classless gutter pig. She sounds like this. Kind of. I mean,
no,
like
pretty close.
In a raspy, sexy way, but just
she gross. Sounded like Lunch Lady Doris.
Yeah. And she says something to the effect of, I didn't have the heart to tell my friends that her man was cheating on her. You know how I know how her man's cheating on her? Because I've already effed all of them, and I know how they act when they get some pee. And I was like, I'm not sure if I need to kill myself or marry you.
Wow. Yeah.
But
it's wild.
That is a confident
woman.
It's
at the top of her lungs.
Yeah. Yeah. We weren't the only people to hear this. It was me and, again, every man of my
proud of that skill
stature with your tongue and eyes out. We're just like, did we just hear this? Did we? Like, it was almost like seeing a guy in a beard and a robe walk by and be like, yeah, I did rise. You're like, okay, I guess this isn't the stuff of legends. It can happen.
That's quite a skill.
Welcome to Staten Island, baby.
You know what? We can, if they used her as the mascot, the population of Staten Island would be 46 million by the end of May. All right, so there's a lot more. I don't know. We'll maybe do a second episode once you're in New York.
Bonus.
Something. When do you leave us? When do you leave us for good?
I leave on Thursday morning, bright and early.
All right. Well, we'll be up to annoy you a lot.
Hey, sounds good.
Because I didn't tell Jay this, but her diaphragm.
Did we already sign up for release?
No, the Blondie's diaphragm fell out of her purse, and I have a Cinderella to find.
You gotta return it.
But first, you have to try it on every woman
exactly.
in the metro New York area.
Excuse me, madame. This will take but a moment.
Nope. Too big.
Think warm thoughts. I'm going to don your body like a glove.
Oh, my God.
Well, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. That is...
Pete Maybe.
And that is...
Is Butter Worth It?
And I'm
slash
at Pete
Butters
Maybe.
Slash Kelsey.
Poor Butters.
Butters.
But not for long.
Am I...
You'll always be Butters.
I will be.
I'm just... I expect to walk in here next week, and it's just going to be a blue ghost of you. Is that what's going to happen?
It's like Jedi style?
Yeah, thanks to the movies. That's how great. I think death works.
Yeah, as we all know, I am about to perish.
You're just going to be sitting next to a fire smiling while the Ewoks scream yub yub behind you. We're going to miss you, but we'll be up to bug you a lot. Because, yeah, suddenly I like New York, and it's only 80% to do with my dirty Staten Island Cinderella.
I'll be sure to make you see all of the whores and sluts so you'll come back on.
Oh, okay. I don't like that kind of language.
Not on this show.
They're more than that to
me. And that was your final lesson.
And that's how I met your mother. All right. So in papasbasement.com, show's website, at Papa's Basement for me on, I think, Twitter, on Instagram, Tumblr. Tumblr's just me hitting share from Instagram to that. You really don't have to do the Tumblr. But the rest of them do that. Facebook.com/papasbasement. And again, write us an iTunes review. In theory, it helps the metrics, but they make it so hard. Guy, could you make it easier? We'd have like four times. We'd have eight reviews if they made it easier.
At least.
All right, you guys, anything to plug?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. Then I'll
just
turn
my butt.
Surf rider. Oh, God. She goes out on a high note. Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.